The South Dakota Supreme Court heard arguments on Tuesday, January 8th, from a former Rapid City police officer denied survivor's benefits after the death of her wife, a police captain. The South Dakota retirement system requires spouses to marry before retirement to be eligible for survivor's benefits. But in this state, the couple could not marry legally in time to qualify. Deborah Anderson married Deborah Cady 23 days after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that marriage is a right for same-gender couples. That 2015 federal decision nullified South Dakota statutory and constitutional bans on same-sex marriage. But Cady, a police captain, had already retired by then. When Cady died of cancer in 2017, the couple had been legally married for 2 years. Anderson applied for survivor's benefits and was denied. Anderson's attorney is Jim Leach. He tells justices that the couple had been together since 1988 and had discussed going to another state to get married, but rejected that plan.
It would have been an act that had absolutely no legal force and effect in South Dakota, where they lived. They would have been just as unmarried in South Dakota.
Leach says as law officers, both women had taken an oath to uphold the statutes and constitution of the state and did not want to enter into an illegal contract. The attorney for the retirement system is Robert Anderson. He tells justices that the couple could have gone to Iowa in 2009 to get married, and no one would have known.
No South Dakota law criminalized the act of being married in another state. No South Dakota law prohibited them from going to another state and being married.
Anderson points out that the retirement statute is gender neutral. Couples of any gender combination have to be married before retirement to be eligible for survivor's benefits. He says marriage under South Dakota law requires solemnization since there is no recognition of common law marriage here. Solemnization in another state before retirement would have satisfied the state's legal requirements in this case. Justices will deliberate and issue an opinion at a later date. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.